Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 25th, 1959, and the title is Rusty Silversmith's Rescue, number 2. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Pomelo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Rusty Silversmith's Rescue. To ensure the United States possession of the Mesilla Valley, President Franklin Pierce authorized the Gadsden Purchase in 1853. $10 million was paid to Mexico for an area of 45,535 square miles. Today, this forms extreme southern New Mexico and Arizona, south of the Gila River. But in 1873... this land was hotly contested for by the Mescalero Apaches, who had lived here long before the white man arrived, and a band of ruthless renegades whose leader saw the opportunity to grab an empire out of the conflict. Our story opens as the vicious, unsmiling leader prepares for a raid.
Never out! Cut the gap! Now, you men have waited a long time to see the promises I made you come true. You'll have to wait no longer. Beck! Hey, Beck Gorski! Have your men bring those boxes up here.
Sure thing, Clayton. This way, you hombres. All right, now, careful with them crates. Set them here.
All right. Rip them open, Speck.
You, with the hammer, knock the top off that box.
Hurry up.
All right. All right, that's enough. We can get at what's in this box now.
All right. Show them what's there, Speck.
You bet I will, Clayton.
Boy,
it's only a bunch of Mexican clothes.
That's right. And in those other boxes are Mexican sombreros, Mexican saddles and bridles. Enough outfits for every man here.
You want us to wear these clothes? Why?
Oh, we'll look like a band of riders from south of the border. What better way do any of you know to cause an outbreak of hostilities between the United States and Mexico?
Hey, you got something there, Clay. Our blue coats will be wanting to cross the line to clash with the rurales.
More important than that is the fact that the Apaches will be warring on both of them. It'll leave us a clear field to seize this Gadsden territory.
I can already feel the jingle of gold in the pockets of the uniform I'll be wearing.
All right, line up and get them, men. Or you'll hear the jingle of money, there's work to be done. Work that's done with bullets, bloodshed, and death.
Is the patrol completely equipped and inspected?
Yes, sir.
Requisition 2 more pack horses from the stable, Sergeant. Load them with a full pack of nothing but ammunition.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know, Captain, each trooper's been issued plenty of extra ammo.
I know. Just carry out orders, Sergeant. At ease, men. I have one announcement to make. We've been designated to escort a wagon to Fort Huachuca.
Dr. John, Captain didn't tell you to rest your still at ease, so shut up!
Now, here comes a wagon now. Send for the extra horses and ammunition, Sergeant Purdy.
Boston, McKay, turn your mounts over to your squad leader and go get 2 pack horses. Load them with all the ammo they'll carry.
I can't believe my eyes, Sergeant Purdy. The men in that wagon aren't in uniform.
They ain't soldiers, sir. They're civilians.
Oh, come on, you go now.
Buenos dias, senor capitán.
Buenos dias, senor capitán.
Cisco Kid.
Mi compañero and I are reporting to you for escort, Capitan Taylor.
Yes, I know. I got my orders to escort you and your wagon to Fort Huachuca. You seem to know this man, Sergeant Freddy.
We met before, Captain.
Why, with all the soldados in this part of the country, why we got to be escorted by him, Cisco?
We are following orders the same as he is, Pancho. We'll have to put up with him. Here are my orders, signed by General Miles himself.
Yes. Yes, they're in order. So, you're the Cisco Kid.
That is right, Capitan Taylor.
I've heard many conflicting reports about you. But if General Miles chooses to entrust a civilian with military business, it's not my affair.
Well, I can tell you it's a bad mistake. The Cisco Kid's known to be an outlaw throughout this entire territory.
And what are you known for, Sergeant Big Purdy? Your big mouth or your ugly disposition?
Oh, he big and ugly, all right. He not purdy.
I cannot help but agree with you, Pancho.
Well, I'll show you how ugly my fist can be.
I
think we'll take your face, even.
Up there!
Hey, you, Cisco!
Sergeant
Purdy!
Stop that
rolling! That's an order! You troopers are still at attention. If you're working for the Army, you're subject to military discipline, Cisco. I ought to have you both court-martialed.
I am sorry, Señor Capitan. Your sergeant rubs me the wrong way.
I'd be glad to lose these stripes for the chance to beat him to a pulp, Captain Taylor.
Boy, if you fight with Cisco, you're the one who'd get the beating.
I want to hear no more about this. You men are under orders. Now carry them out.
Yes, sir. But I still want to be on record as saying the Cisco Kid ain't got no more right being part of this army than an Apache in war paint.
Are you Captain Taylor, sir?
Yes, miss. At your service.
I have military orders here. I'm to accompany you to Fort Huachuca.
A woman along on a detail like this? Well, I'm going to see Major Hastings about this, Miss Silversmith.
Those orders are signed by General Miles, Captain. There's an urgent need for medical knowledge at the fort.
Well, are you a doctor?
No, I'm a nurse. I've had experience with Army troops back east.
Very well. There's nothing to do about it but to proceed as ordered.
The men are returning with pack animals, sir.
Have them fall in at the rear. Then mount the detail, Sergeant Purdy.
Yes, sir. Boston, McKay, fall in at the rear. Escort detail. Prepare to mount. On, Hanks. All prisoners accounted for, sir. Detail ready to move out. As soon as that wagon's ready to roll.
Miss Silversmith, you can ride in the wagon with these men. May I help you up?
Get off. Okay.
I ride my horse and stay behind the wagon.
Now, miss.
I could be ready to go in just a minute.
I want to warn you before we leave, Miss Silversmith. We're going to travel through some very dangerous territory. You'd be wise to remain here.
Thank you, Captain. I'm going with you.
The wagon will follow your column, Captain Taylor. Let us move on.
Escort! Forward! Go! Up there, come.
Go, Calayo. Go! Go!
Stand the team to the rear of the column, Pancho. Right in front of those troopers with the black horses. Come on!
Your friend certainly isn't very sociable, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco got lots of things on his mind, Senorita Silver.
My friends all call me Rusty, Pancho.
Oh, gracias, Senorita Rusty. Pancho, glad to be your amigo. From what Cisco tell Pancho, we all need all the friends we able to get before this journey over. Go,
Clayton.
We'll stop right here, Speck.
How'd you learn this cavalry patrol is escorting a wagon that's worth our attention, Clay?
Never mind how I found out. It's enough that I know about it, that we'll be able to capture the wagon and whatever's in it.
You know what's in it?
No, and even if it's nothing worthwhile, this still gives us a chance to go ahead with our plan.
You, me, the boys, we all look like a bunch of Mexicans from south of the border dressed in these clothes.
Well, that was the plan. Now, look. There's the patrol. We'll soon find out if it works. All right, remember, boys, you're supposed to be Mexican. Don't give yourselves away with any Yankee talk.
All right. Better yet, keep your mouth shut except for the whooping and hollering you do when we attack.
All right, I want you to hit that patrol fast before they know what it's all about. Kill as many troopers as you can and be sure to get that wagon and the pack animals following it.
All right, simmer down, boys. Them yellow legs are just coming into the pass. They'll hear us.
All right, boys. Look to your guns.
And remember to use Mexican lingo.
One more thing. Under no circumstances is the officer leading that patrol to be hit by your gunfire. I want him left alive so he can report this incident of Mexican guerrillas attacking U.S. troops.
We better hit him right now, Clay. We're going to take him by surprise.
Hit him hard, boys, and leave lots of them to be buried. Yeah!
But I didn't know the Army had one out here.
Yeah, that is a gatling gun.
No one else was supposed to know either, Senorita Silversmith. Here, Pancho. Give me that clip with the bullets.
Oh, here. Si, si, Cisco, here. Here, Cisco. Pancho, I have to quick load more bullets into other clips.
Yeah. I need you to hold the base of this gun steady.
Oh. I can do that. Go ahead. Load.
Okay. There. Now I hope I remember everything the general told me about using this gatling gun.
Oh, Cisco, look. Look, some of those Mexicano bandidos, they ride at us.
The wagon, over there. Get it. Kill everyone on it. No, wait. Hold your fire.
Keep away from this wagon and the caballos, you coyotes. Pancho, use a full whip on you.
Well, Pancho, now we are ready to send a burst of gunfire over their heads to keep them away from us.
Look out.
Here, bandidos, have a taste of gunfire that is more than a match for you.
Will the Gatling gun be sufficient to repel the attackers and prevent a torrent of bloodshed? In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Rusty Silversmith's Rescue. Cisco and Pancho join a cavalry patrol for escort of a wagon they are commissioned to deliver to Fort Huachuca. Cisco has a run-in with the sergeant, Big Purdy, and is suspected of being an outlaw by Captain Taylor. They are all surprised when Rusty Silversmith, an attractive young nurse, appears with orders to accompany them. En route, they are attacked by a band of renegades dressed as Mexican guerrillas and led by Clayton Danks and Speck Gormsby. Cisco leaps to the wagon and puts the Gatling gun, which is concealed there, into chattering action. Now...
I admire the way you handle yourself under fire, Señorita Rusty. Gracias for the help.
So this is what we're escorting. Gatling gun.
I'd like to know how them outlaws do about it.
So would I, Sergeant Purdy.
Pancho, I'd like to know why that one bandido would tell the others not to shoot at us all of a sudden.
Because of the Gatling gun?
Well, that must have been the reason.
Either that or the fact they recognized somebody they knew on the wagon.
Exactly what do you mean by that, Sergeant Purdy?
Them outlaws from south of the border got some kind of signal from somebody with this detail. Either that or they knew about this wagon before we left the fort.
Hold on to those kind of accusations, Sergeant Purdy. And if either of you men start a fight again, I'll clap you under arrest.
Well, hadn't we better get moving before those raiders attack again?
See, you all right, Senorita Rusty?
Aye, what's that? The flash of light over in the hills, what can it be?
The reflection of the sun on a gun barrel or perhaps in a mirror, Pancho?
A mirror? If it's from a mirror, there's the answer to why those guerrillas didn't shoot at the wagon.
Say what you mean, Capitan Taylor.
Who else would be carrying a mirror besides a woman?
Are you intimating I signal those outlaws, Captain Taylor?
I don't know, but I intend to find out. When I do, the guilty one among you will be severely punished, according to the Articles of War, by death.
kill you for not getting that wagon and the Gatling gun, Spec.
Well, we tried, Clayton, but when Cisco opened fire with that Gatling gun, what? We just didn't have a chance.
Well, why didn't you shoot him and the others when you had the chance? I told you the only one I wanted left alive was the captain of that patrol.
Well, I thought...
You thought what?
Well, I thought that the gal who was on the wagon was the person that you got the signal from. The signal for us to go after that Gatling gun.
And what gave you that idea?
Well, you wouldn't say who was giving you the information. And I saw you signal with the mirror earlier, just like you did now.
Oh, you mean you thought the gal was signaling me, huh?
Who else would be carrying a mirror?
Well, I suppose that's an understandable mistake, all right, but from now on, carry out your orders. All of you. Hey? As soon as I get an answer to my mirror signal, we'll make ready to attack again.
Oh, it's like committing suicide for us to try it in face of that Gatling gun.
You think I'd send you or go after it myself unless I was sure we could get it?
What makes you so sure, Clay?
My informant. He'll arrange it so it'll be safe and sure. He's in this just as deep as we are.
Well, but how do you know he'll be able to?
He ought to be able to. He's the captain of that patrol.
Sergeant Porter, you riding back here to the wagon?
I see him, Pancho.
Maybe he doesn't like the fact I'm riding Pancho's horse with you instead of staying in the wagon with Pancho.
It's not any of his affairs, Senorita Rusty.
You're supposed to be paying attention to that wagon, Cisco, not to that gal.
What business is it of yours, Big Purdy?
Well, if the captain wasn't just up ahead, I'd show you with my fist wise my business.
Oh, please, both of you. You know what Captain Taylor said he'd do if either of you started another fight.
I am sick and tired of this big windbag threats. Back here behind the rocks, Purdy, and we will settle this once and for all.
I'll be glad to. Hey, you soldiers, you keep on going. If the captain finds out about it from you, I'll take it out of your hides.
Whatever, ho.
Beat him up good, Cisco. Teach him a lesson and remember the rest of his life.
Sorry I had to do it this way, Cisco.
I understand, sir, Sergeant. Hold it behind the rocks. Come on. Up here, come on.
Yeah. It's the only chance I had to talk to you, Cisco.
I know. Captain Taylor has been watching both of us like hawks. We can stop here. Hold there, ho.
Ho. I'm sure General Miles was right about him, Cisco.
See, he must be the traitor who's supplying information to Clayton Danks and his banditos.
But I understood those renegades were white men. The gang that attacked us were Mexicans.
They were dressed as Mexicanos. They did not fool me. I recognized one of their honor hands as Speck Gormsby, a notorious rustler and outlaw.
Must have recognized you, too. I wonder why they did stop shooting at the wagon when they attacked.
We can learn the answer to that after we find the signal mirror your Capitan Taylor is using.
I'm for having a showdown with him right now. Search him and we'll find out.
General Miles told us both to proceed with caution until we were sure. All that fighting we did to throw Taylor off the track would be for nothing if we were forced to a showdown.
Well, if them varmints attack once, they'll attack again, especially now that they know about the Gatling gun.
I agree with you. It's better both to get back to the column.
Hey, that sounds like an attack. Either Apaches or them white renegades.
No time to lose.
Final, Santiago, come on.
You and some of the others go after the wagon and the gun.
Come on, boys.
Kill every last one of them blue coats except the captain.
Finish them off, man. Looks like I'm through to be with my man, Clayton. Hold now.
Yeah, you'll be known as the ex-Captain Taylor of the United States Army.
As of now, I'm General Taylor of the new country we'll form out of the Gadsden Territory.
My men have stopped shooting. I guess that's the end of your boys in blue.
All except the men and the girl in the wagon. It appears your men have captured the Gatling gun.
Yeah, well, let's find out.
Here, get up. Yep.
Why'd you wait so long to use the mirror signal?
I had a feeling both Sergeant Purdy and the Cisco kid were sent on this detail to spy on me.
They'll give you no more trouble, Taylor. They were probably killed with the others or with the wagon.
I guess it's best that those on the wagon die also.
We've got the gun, Clayton.
Anyone else on the wagon besides Pancho and that gal?
No, just them and the Gatling gun.
Hold on. Two of the pack horses are loaded with ammunition, Clayton. Have your men secure them.
Yes, Sergeant.
You rotten, sneaky traitor!
You pay for all that killing, you Captain Taylor Coyote, you!
A slight correction, Pancho. I'm afraid it's you and Miss Silversmith that'll have to pay with your lives.
Come on, let's move faster, Cisco.
Keep on going exactly as we are, Sergeant Big. It was a lucky chance that enabled us to jump those two renegades and change places with them. Let us not throw that chance away.
It wasn't luck. It was these pack horses we're leading. That's what them outlaw skunks were after.
Sheer luck that the two outlaws had to chase the pack horses past our hiding place. Now, do not press that luck. Pull the serape higher about your face.
All right. These clothes I took from that Ranahan don't fit me. Hey, do you suppose I'll be court-martialed for being out of uniform?
Don't worry about that another time. There is the wagon. Punch you in the senorita up ahead.
There's that traitor, Captain Taylor. Let me have him when we go into action, Cisco.
And since we owe the fact that the Gatling gun is here to you, Pancho, and in a measure to you, Miss Silversmith, it is only fitting that weapon be the means of your execution.
Oh, no.
Neither Speck here nor any of my boys know how to work this Gatling gun, Taylor.
If you make room for me in that wagon, I'll show you how to operate the gun.
Everybody out of the wagon except Speck and myself.
Captain Taylor, let me give you a hand up.
Never mind, thank you. I can make it.
Let's go into action.
Momento. Miss Silversmith, Pancho, any last words?
Why waste time on them, Taylor? Open fire with that Gatling gun.
Now.
Here, come on. Hold on.
Here,
come on.
Here, come on.
Here,
come on.
Here, come on. Here, come on. Here, come on. Here,
come on. Here, come on. Here, come on. Here,
Sergeant Big, time to get the Gatling gun into action. Hold the base.
All right.
Go ahead, Cisco. Fire away. They're going to rush us.
Well,
stay back, Captain Cortez. The next round of gunfire will not go over your heads, Bandidos. Throw down your weapons. Pronto. Sergeant Purdy, put your comfort down and these other outlaws under arrest. For their crimes, they will answer to the law.
Soldados march is beautiful, Sergeant Purdy. Pancho mean Lieutenant Purdy.
Yeah, blasted. There I was, a happy sergeant. They had to go and promote me into being a lieutenant.
Those are the fortunes of war, Lieutenant Big.
In for action, above and beyond the call of duty, you men are hereby awarded these medals of valor. Mr. Smith, will you do me the honor of presenting these medals?
Certainly, General Miles. Thank you. For you, Lieutenant Purdy, thank you. And for you, Pancho, thank you. And for you, Cisco, thank you from the Army and from me.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, all those traitors, those bandidos, they spend the rest of their lives in a jail, I think.
What they deserve, Pancho.
Si, what they deserve.
Traitors commit a vicious crime against their country.
Si, and that army cook, he committed a crime against Pancho.
Well, I was not going to mention it, Pancho, but I've been wondering who gave you that black eye.
Nobody.
Oh, come now. What do you mean, nobody?
Nobody gave me this black eye, Cisco. Pancho got to fight for it.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
I
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.